welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for our time together. We're, with the Lord's help, going to summarize and conclude the thoughts you've been sharing on the mind of Christ. Just by way of summary, I had shared that Jesus was very human. He had a physical body like ours. His mind also was exactly like ours. And Scripture tells us in Philippians that we're to have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So Jesus, who was without sin, was able to surrender all that he was in his earthly physical body. He delighted to do God's will. His law was within his heart, as the psalmist said. And so both with the conscious and unconscious part of his mind, as I just, without getting detailed, we've got our unconscious and conscious parts of our mind, or the subconscious, if you will, which relates to the soul, the will, the emotions, and then the logical part of our mind, which is very conscious. We're aware of the things we think, but there's a war. There is a turmoil that is going on in our Christian life, and it helps to understand that as we surrender the totality of our being, the totality of our minds to the Lord Jesus Christ, He will give us victory. Let me share the experience of a very powerful man of God. He bears his soul. He does. I'm speaking of Paul, because I think God allowed this so we could understand this powerful, wonderful man of God who had such a calling on his life, who wrote most of the New Testament, was experiencing the very things that we struggle with, until we are able to have that understanding that we can surrender even our souls to God. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, the psalmist said. Let me share what he said. He's talking about, you know, the things he doesn't want to do, that's what he does. And the things he wants to do, he doesn't do. So in verse 17, he said, now it's no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. He's not making an excuse. He's just saying there's a part of his being that does not appear at this point to be surrendered to God. Okay, I'm going to read starting at verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, not the physical flesh, the carnal nature, the soul nature, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. He's talking about the spirit. But I see another law in my members, in the soul, in the will, in the emotions, warring against the law of my mind, the conscious mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. He finally comes to the place, he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He was miserable. And in that following verse, concluding verse, he says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, the logical mind, I serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Is there a remedy? Yes, there is. As Paul learned, as we, because he told us to do this, as we live in the Spirit, which as Christians, we are living in the Spirit, we should also walk in the Spirit. We were sharing on previous broadcasts how the disciples were transformed. They were fearful. They were afraid. They were hiding from the Jews after Jesus' crucifixion. But Jesus had told them, he said, go to Jerusalem, tarry there until you receive the Holy Spirit, which I'm going to send to you. I'm going to pray the Father to have him send the Holy Spirit. That happened on the day of Pentecost, and they were utterly transformed. The soul nature, the fear, the emotions, the unwillingness to do what Jesus had called them to do, that disappeared with the power of the Holy Spirit. They were cleansed in their unconscious or subconscious mind, if you will, by the Holy Spirit. They began functioning in a constructive, created, and redemptive way. They were free in the Spirit. Jesus said, by their fruits shall ye know them, in Matthew 7:20. So they weren't afraid, they weren't tense, they weren't anxious, they weren't strained. They were not fighting to hold themselves down from doing things that were wrong. They were new creatures in Christ Jesus. They were liberated. They had the Spirit of life, the Holy Spirit in them. And they were simply letting their new natures be manifested around them, that very nature of God. Well, when they healed the lame man at the gate, well, the rulers warned them, and afterwards they beat them. They told them never to speak about the name of Jesus again. Did fear overtake them? What did they do? Did they decide to be quiet and quit? No. They left the presence of the council, and they were rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for Christ. And every day in the temple, they were worshiping God. They were praising God. They were sharing the word of God. I'm going to turn to Acts, the 5th chapter, and we will see what they did in Acts the 5th chapter, verses 40 to 42. It says they had called the apostles, they'd beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. That was the power that Jesus had promised they would receive. Remember, see the difference? The devil's crowd beat them, but the children of God left their presence. How? They were rejoicing. They weren't resentful. They weren't angry. They weren't full of self-pity. They left rejoicing. Praise God. Let me share some scriptures that Paul wrote to the Ephesian church and for all of Christians since that time. Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 1. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin. He says, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And then he said in verse 5, and when we were dead in sin, he quickened us together with Christ, for by grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together. Beloved, that's where we are positionally. He made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And then these are the verse, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For this is how he views us, beloved. You and me, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. In other words, even before you were saved, God had those good works ordained for you. And he leads us by the Spirit of God when we are saved, to be able to walk in them. And then let me share just a few more verses in that same chapter. At the conclusion of that chapter, verses 19 through 22. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but were fellow citizens with the saints, beloved, the saints of all ages, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Praise God. And then just one final scripture I'll share with you, found in Colossians, the first chapter, verse 21. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. Beloved, as we surrender to God all that we are, our bodies a living sacrifice, our minds, that let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus was fully surrendered to his Father to be obedient, to do the will of God, not just with his logical conscious mind, but with all of his unconscious mind, his soul, his will, his emotions, all that he was, he surrendered to God. He is our perfect example. And as we ask and believe for his help, as we surrender to him, we shall be that city set upon a hill. We shall have the same power that the early church did. That power didn't die away. It's available to us today as we surrender to walk in his ways, surrendered unto the Lord, that we might bring glory to his name. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's been a blessing to share the word of God with you this week. And I pray for you every day, our partners, my radio family, that we can be all that God has created us to be, that we will be those positive creative forces in the earth today, doing those creative works, those good works that he has before ordained that we should walk in. Beloved, God is going to make it a reality in our lives. I love you. Thank God for you. I thank you for your prayer support. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,